one of every three passes Sam attempted was in your direction.
Yeah. I would just say I give credit to, you know, a lot of work. And Sam, he's a gunslinger. He's a ball player. And I give a lot of credit to Sam. You know, he's making big plays out there, not forcing anything. And when I'm open, you know, we connect.
Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, Patriots corners, are they going to be the toughest matchup I've seen during the season?
They're going to be a tough matchup for sure. I mean, you know, credit to those guys. You know, you have to be elite, you know, to get here, and they've done a great job all year. So it's going to be a tough matchup.
Seahawks are popular in my country. Any message to your fans in Mexico?
Shout out Mexico. Love the support. And, yeah, much love. Thank you. I think they just have a great collective. You know, I think they just play with a lot of energy, run to the ball, you know their scheme and know their game plan. Yeah, me, I'm really locked in, honestly. You know, staying locked in, I'm just locked in, honestly. You know, it's been fun. I think everything's cool, and it's fun to go through this week with your guys. But you know, we came here to win a game. Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, that's what football is about, and our defense been playing great all year and giving us chances, giving us the ball back. So, you know, it feels good going into the game where you have complete confidence in your whole team to get the job done, especially in your defense.
Last question. My friend Kendall is a huge fan. She's been going back and forth on which jersey she should buy of yours in the merch shop. Should she be the black or the blue?
I think the blue looks nice. Can't go wrong with either, though. Yep.
Jax, last year you had DK as your sort of tag team partner. Now without him, do you feel like in a way it allowed you to spread your wings now, sort of without him this year, and have more of a, you know, a bigger, more depth in the wide receiver room for you to have the season you did?
I mean, you can say that definitely, but you know, playing football and playing with two elite receivers, you know, like we have now, Cooper Kupp and Rashid. You know, I think it's more about, you know, scheme and getting both guys open, all your guys open. I don't think it has anything to do with one or the other.
And as far as Sam and Gino to Sam, what's the difference in sort of adjustments you had to make from transitioning from Gino to Sam? Is there anything you changed sort of in your game to sort of suit the quarterback?
No, I just had to be me and really just understand, you know, what Sam likes and, you know, what's he about, what's his thought process and stuff like that. So as far as myself, you know, I kind of stay the same, stay in my lane and just lock in and catch every ball that's thrown to me. Super fired up. You know, his former teammate, Chris Olave, called me and gave me the news, and I was super excited knowing, you know, what type of player he is. Very explosive player, something that, you know, we could use, obviously, in this offense. And, you know, ever since he stepped in, it's just been the trajectory of our team just been going up. And, you know, he's a winner. He's awesome. And he puts his team – he takes his team to another level. Oh, man, it was amazing. Yeah, you know. You want to start fast and, you know, you want to score, you know, you want to score. And it's always cool to sit on the bench and watch the team score, whether that's defense or special teams. So that's always cool. Ayo, yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can see all around the league. We got a lot of guys in the league and, you know, you got a lot when you come in as a young guy. You got a lot to look up to. You got a lot of great leaders in that building that, you know, have been at each level. So it's really just easy if you work hard, put your head down, you know, and you get on the field. You know, you have the opportunity to play in the NFL. So I just give credit to the development and, you know, everyone in that building, really. Okay, yeah, KJ. Yeah. Shout out KJ, man. I remember, you know, watching him, you know, as a recruit, and, you know, I know how special he is to Ohio State Buckeyes and, you know, to the players and guys at the Woody. So, you know, shout out him for sure. Yeah, I think it kind of clicked pretty fast, you know. You know, just going out there, catching the rock, conversations, you know, he's a real, you know, great guy. So it was easy to just open up and, you know, have that clear communication on how we see ourselves. And then after that, put in the work. And, you know, it's been great so far. I don't know. You know, I'm sure they'll make the right adjustments. Yes. Yeah. How do you take that in terms of, is that something you've always done? Is it a technique? You know, how much of it is your ego and maybe a combination of just athleticism?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something I didn't really think about, but when you put it in words, it makes, you know, complete sense. You know, you can give credit to a lot of things, you know, my body type, you know, how I run, you know, it could go a lot of different ways. But, you know, I think for me, just trying to make everything look the same is very important, you know, when selling routes and getting open. And so, you know, me digging and running, you know, is an advantage for me. Yeah, I would say high school. You know, high school I started trying to make things look the same until they weren't, and, you know, just playing that little chess game with the defenders. Like I said, just trying to make routes look the same and kind of correlate, you know, the run and the pass game, and, you know, just try to make it as difficult as I can on DBs. A lot of what? Oh, nah. I've been chilling. I've been in my room chilling, you know, hanging with the guys in the mail room, really just laying low. Really, I mean, we just have to play our game, honestly. You know, they are a great defense. They've been playing great all year. Credit to them, you know, but we just have to go in and do what we do, you know, run the ball, pass the ball, catch the ball, score the ball.
Hi, Jackson here from Spain. Augustine, what do you think is the most natural thing on a receiver, the thing that is difficult to teach? Hands, red running, speed? I don't know, from your opinion, what is the most difficult thing
I would say, like, decision-making and not only decision-making, but making the right decision to be on the same page with your quarterback. You know what I'm saying? You know, like. Yeah. I mean, those are pretty easy. I mean, when you learn the defense, I think you got to grow and learn the defense and the schemes of the defense on how they want to stop you. So, yeah, like. That took some time and, you know, some reps, you know, to get it right. But, yeah, I would say that. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's been great. I think he's given me an opportunity to run a whole different bunch of routes, and I think that's been great for my arsenal Yeah, I mean, just given that opportunity, I'm just trying to make the most of it, and it's been great. So I'm a creative person on the field, so, you know, I've been loving this year, honestly.
There's one moment or game that would define this team for the season, what would it be?
I would say just summer. I would say going to Green Bay before the season, you know, the combined practice, you know, with the Green Bay Packers, really just seeing a different opponent for the first time and seeing where you're at, you know, really as an offense and a defense, as a team, really, you know, for the first time against, you know, another competitor, another team. It was a good trip. I think it brought us together. We did some fun activities off the field, and, you know, we were fighting, clawing, scratching with each other against those guys. So I think, you know, that trip definitely brought us together. Yeah, I would definitely say the same thing. I mean, just everyday consistency, you know, that's something we preached and something that our best players do. And, you know, a lot of us are going to fall in line and do the same thing. You know, it's kind of become our motto. Oh, yeah, Colin Kaepernick, I mean, a legend, you know. Definitely respect him and all the things, you know, he was able to do on the field and fight for off the field. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. And you know, it takes a lot, you know, to stand up for what you believe in. So, you know, as long as it's not causing, like, danger and harm and stuff like that, you know, I can go for it. Yeah, I would just say, you know, I could get it done from, you know, whatever the coach really asked me to do. I just try to get it done to the best of my ability, and I feel like I'm the best man for the job. So if that's beating your man, you know, I feel like I can do that. If that's zone coverage, I feel like I can do it. You know, whatever the coach asks for me, I try to, you know, get it done, and I make sure I get it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely was one of those guys. I mean, he's gotten me better throughout this offseason and during the season. He's just a tough competitor. I think his fundamentals are there. I think he's a very sound player. He's a very strong player in press and very patient. So that's very challenging. You know, it could be very challenging for receivers, especially, you know, his press man is very good and, you know, he's a ball player. So, yeah, just going back and forth with him, you know, in practice and stuff like that, you know, definitely, you know, yeah, he could play. Who is he playing with, you know? Oh, he was? Okay. I don't remember the Eagles, but I do remember seeing him in the national championship game, and I was like, gosh, this guy is buff. Who's this buff guy at corner lifting all these weights? And, you know, he's had a great college career and having a great NFL career, so super proud of bro.
Darnold said going against your defense in practice every day makes your offense way better. Can you talk about what it's like to go up against matching up Spoon, Woolen, and – what you sort of learned from them and how they helped improve the game and the overall scheme?
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to those guys. This defense is the toughest defense we've seen all year. And, you know, just being able to compete with them every single day in the offseason and practice has just leveled up our offense. And, you know, that's why they're the best in the world, though. And, you know, we know we're not going to see a tougher challenge than them. So it's just been great to compete and get better with those guys. Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, he's a smart player. You know, for me, he can do all the things, you know, that you want, you know, in a cornerback. And he's been playing at an elite level all year, so it's going to be a great matchup. And what was the second? Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a chess match out there. It's a boxing match out there. So, you know, just filling it out and, you know, seeing what's happening. And then, you know, you bring your counters with that.
As a lead receiver, do you want to dictate to him what you're going to do and how the game is going to be played? Or are you kind of gauging how he's going to react in terms of that chess match? Like, do you want to make that first move and try to figure out how he is going to
Oh, yeah. I mean, I play offense. He's played defense. You know, he has to cover me, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, back in training camp, he said Sam Darnold has some shit to him. And, like, you know, we usually see kind of this mild-mannered version of him. But what kind of brings that side out of him? What does that do for the offense?
Yeah, I think just competing. You know, every day. I don't think it takes a lot for that to come out and for him to show that, you know. And I feel like that's what winners do. They bring it every single day, no matter, you know, who it is, if it's our defense, if it's Green, if it's whoever, you know, just having control of the huddle, standing firm in the pocket, doing his thing, you know, and just leading us out there.
And his ability to sort of maintain an even keel through ups and downs and adversity, how does that help
you? Oh, yeah, I think the whole team has just kind of taken that, especially the offense for sure. Just taking that mentality and, you know, we're going to play by play. You know, we're not going to get too high, too low. We're just going to keep the engine rolling and, you know, keep going until, you know, we win. They know a little bit of something. Okay. The best, you know, we got to line it up and roll the ball out there. I'm definitely one of the best, if not the best. But, you know, Sam Darnold can hoop. He got a good shot. Drew Lock can hoop. A couple of our tight ends. We got a couple ball players. But first to 11, I mean, if we're playing this week, I might let him win so I can get the ball a little bit. But off season, you know, I might, you know, I might take him to the hole for real. Oh, yeah, I heard he's a good hooper. Yeah, he's a good hooper as well. Yeah, he can hoop. A lot of football guys don't get a lot of credit, you know, for hooping. But, you know, we got some hoopers in the league.
Jack, so you're playing opposite, obviously, a great receiver like Cooper Kupp. How do you guys create opportunities for
yourself? Yeah, I mean, when Cooper Kupp aligns, you got to account for him. And when I line up, you got to account for me. So, you know, just playing that two-on-two game or two-on-three game, you know, it just – we draw eyes. And, you know, when he's pulling the defense and, you know, it springs me open and likewise. So, yeah, just Coach Clint putting us in a great position to play that two-on-two matchup.
And then would you rather line up right beside him or would you rather line up
beside him? For me, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I do like lining up next to Coop. I do like lining up.
What's the best advice
you can use? Really just process over results.
Is there anything specific about your first interaction with him that stood out to you or anything that's made you latch on to him as a better
role? Yeah, I think us just meeting for the first time, him and LA Rams just, you know, chopping it up with me, talking about ball. I think it just really started from there, just mutual respect. And I definitely looked up to him and respect him and his game and what he's been able to do in his career, you know, has been awesome. So for me, you know, you don't have to say too much. I ask a lot of questions, but you don't have to say too much. You just got to sit back and watch him work.
Given that he's one of the few guys that's played in the Super Bowl before on your team, what's his message to the
oh yeah, man, let's go 1-0 this week. You know, let's make sure, like I said, process over results. Let's make sure we're ready, we're prepared, and our process is right for us to go out there on Sunday and let it loose. Yeah, they've been doing an incredible job mixing up looks and really causing the offense some trouble. But like I said, we just got to stick to our game, and we got to make sure we're hitting on all cylinders and that we know exactly what we're doing. Our process is good. We just got to make sure we're ready. Yeah, I think really just playing the game, honestly, because, you know, you're going to get different looks. It's going to be 2nd and 2, 3rd and 2, you know, the game's got to be played. And, you know, with that, the routes, you know, that I ran before, the routes that I know are coming up, you know, just, it's really like in-game adjustments at that point. In the game, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't really focus on that. I just focus on being there for my team and going out there and doing all I can. And usually, you know, stuff like that either happens or it doesn't. But that doesn't really motivate me too much. It's very high. It's very high. It's very high. We're ready to go. You know, it's only, Wednesday? But, you know, so we're taking it easy. We're preparing. We're going to make sure this wins. We win today. We win tomorrow. But, you know, I can see it in our guys' eyes. We're ready to rock. Nah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, anything can happen, you know, on any given day. So, like I said, we just got to make sure we're locked in and we're playing play by play as hard as possible. Yes, sir. Thank you.